This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They got me. They got me. I like to pride myself in being a little bit immune to clickbait.
Yeah.
I try to be. Because I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, awful announcing.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me to click with a vague headline because you think that you might, and they got me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the headline was. And then the response was, or the article was totally different than I expected. John Stockton reacts to Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
I was like, I know a little bit about John, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know what the halftime show was.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed, I made an assumption. And it wasn't like that at all. It was a totally reasonable old guy response because he was mentioned in the song.
Yeah.
He's mentioned in the song.
He is.
And so when Kendrick did the song and said his name, his wife's phone started blowing up. He said, I know of the song because I've got kids.
Does he listen to the song?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Probably not his, probably not his cup of tea.
Usually when you say of the...
Yeah, he goes, I knew of the song, which I think is a pretty good indicator that he didn't.
I
guess it was a pretty big deal. But that was it. That was all.
Yeah,
there was
I didn't listen to it.
There was no John.
That's what his response was, is that he heard it?
No.
And then that he, and then when people started texting his wife about it, he was like, I guess it was a pretty big deal. And that was kind of that.
Yes, I know of the song.
I just thought they made me assume what it would be.
That Josh Stockton was going to say something crazy.
Yeah, but then it also got me thinking about something that's one of the pie in the sky career dreams of being mentioned in a rap song.
You still want to be one.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If some local, I mean, there's a million artists coming out of Atlanta. We're on the radio every day for 3 hours.
You will. How many times in one sitting would you rewind it?
I don't know. Unlimited. Unlimited.
Just that time. Just
it'd be a ringtone.
But then you have to think the other part of it, though, too, is like, okay, the assumption is that it's a positive mention.
Right.
Right? What if it's not?
That would
suck.
I got a question about that, Bo. Because I'm really curious. Because, like, it's rare to find my phone on ring. Very rarely will you hear my phone ring or ding or anything. My wife, on the other hand, she keeps her ringer on all those things.
But same, it has a same thing.
Generic ring.
Me too.
Do people still buy ringtones or phones?
They are still for sale.
They're still for sale.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, okay.
I have no idea what my ringtone even is because I'm the
Me
same
neither.
Way. My phone never goes on ring. Yeah. But they do sell them in the app.
They do.
Store.
They yeah. still sell
That's
ringtone.
Like $1.99 now.
Okay. I was just curious.
Well, like every time Abe gets a text,
Woo!
His phone woos.
Yes.
His phone woos. Is that something that you had to pay for? Or is
I
that
created
you?
It.
Oh,
myself.
You created it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also do that.
I was going to say, how did you create?
Luckily, it got carried over from the older phones where you had to like make an MP3 and then assign it, put it in like your music library and then assign.
Got it.
That just sounds like that's too much. Too much going on.
I don't even know how to do it now if it weren't like grandfathered in.
Yeah.
I did that one time. This is really weird, but it's true. Do you remember Anthony Hamilton's backup singers are called the Hamiltones?
Yes.
Right? They did a song. Went on the radio and said, put some respect on my name. And they did a song to it. They sang, put some respect on it.
Uh-huh.
I got that song because it was awesome. It was amazing. Like what the song that they did. And I made that my ringtone. So whenever it rang, it was the Hamilton singing, put some respect on it. I liked it.
How old were you then, Andy?
31 years old. I was 31 years old or 32 years old. I don't know how old I was. Wasn't young.
I was curious because I was just thinking about that. I was like, do they still have the ringtone when your phone rings?
That was the last ringtone
I had.
That's
a long time ago. But no, I would never, ever still do that. But again, I don't have my phone to ring at all.
It throws me off when people do.
Yes.
Like, especially around or in public or something like that. Or if you're. The craziest thing is when it'll happen, like, in press conferences still.
Oh, yeah.
In this day and age.
When they tell you to silence your phone.
What are you doing? Or at church?
They tell you to silence your phone.
It'll happen once a month at our church where somebody's phone will go off during it. It's like, what? I know you're old. I get it. But come on. You got to have somebody in your life.
Multiple times, though.
You got to have somebody in your life that teaches you about the silent feature.
When that happens to somebody, don't you look at yours just to make sure?
Every time. Every time. It's like, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Or even, like, if I'm in a situation where they mention it before and, like, hey, make sure you silence your phones. I'm like, just make sure we are. Okay, yes. Good. The last thing I want to be is that person. But there is that person all the time.
All the time.
But it's never been me. It's never been me. And I hope that continues to be true.
Please don't do that.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
And why do they look at it, too? No, it's your phone.
It's you.
Oh, it's you. You got to hold it up in church.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hi, Bo.
So before we get to the rumble in Marietta, about a month ago, there was a lot of rumbling going on. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Bonnie Blue, or maybe you are. Nope.
I have a guess.
Bonnie Blue was the female that supposedly she claimed to have slept with 100 guys in 24 hours.
Oh, so I was right. My guess would have been right.
Porn star was
what you guessed. That would have been my
guess. Yeah, okay. Good porn star name.
Okay.
Well, now Bonnie Blue, if you're one of those guys, there's a 1/100 chance that you're going to be a daddy because she claims that she is pregnant. How there weren't more steps in being put forth to make sure this didn't happen, or maybe that was her end goal.
Did she share?
Look, this whole adventure was documented on, like,
gross.
IG and that's all kinds of things like that. And she made videos before and after, not like each instance, but before or after she supposedly did this.
Were these just random dudes?
I think you could sign up.
Yeah. Dudes were signed like a it was a sign-in sheet.
Yeah. Maybe they had to, you know, do a non.
Had to pass
a
health test, right? Like,
interview,
you had to pass a screening. I would
get that
think.
Far into it. I just saw that that was a thing.
But again,
and then now here we are.
If she's pregnant, then maybe they'd skip some of those steps.
Yeah,
I guess honestly, in terms of like worst case scenario, this isn't that. Like, if you know, who knows what one of these dudes might have had, and then if he was like 33rd,
yeah,
then 67 people after him probably also have the thing.
Like, you got. That's
100
nasty.
People. That's so gross.
That's very, very nasty.
That's 4 people an hour.
Yeah.
Just to want to
if you're,
be
if
able
you don't sleep.
Do it? That's just, I don't understand. Yeah.
Imagine going 84th.
Yes.
Gross.
And you got it. I'm assuming that there's this list where everybody's looking at it. Oh, I'm after John.
There's got to be a line. You're out there talking to the guy.
You're on deck.
Yeah, I'm 3 back.
Like,
oh,
you,
hell no.
You know, you're
hey,
in
what
the
number are you?
Hell 27. No.
What is it?
Are you? Oh, 83.
Okay.
Or is it like when you're at the grocery store, you got to pull one of those sticker things?
You get a out there for
numbers?
You?
Yeah.
In baseball, what do they call it? You're on deck, and then the guy who's
in the hole.
In the hole, yeah.
So you'd been that twice.
Yeah, man. Come on,
you guys. I can't believe you guys actually said it.
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
But
I couldn't reach my rim shot, or I would have given it to you.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-tsh. So UGA comes off the road and has to go all the way out to Marietta to play Kennesaw State. They had a 3-1 road trip to open the season. UGA at Kennesaw State last night with special guest caller commentator Charlie Culberson.
Really cool.
Dipping his toe into color and probably play-by-play, which is really cool. Really great to hear him on.
I've heard him on a couple podcasts. He's really good. So, we should get him on.
KSU goes up. KSU goes up 4-0 to start the game. KSU is entering this game like 1-3, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. Go all the way into the seventh inning. Georgia scores a couple runs in between now and the seventh. In the seventh inning, Georgia head coach Wes Johnson gets ejected because one of his hitters has a clock violation called against him, but it's the hitter.
Okay.
So he didn't make acknowledgement in time, gets a strike called. Wes Johnson argues it.
What is it, eye contact?
Gets ejected. It is in Major League Baseball, I'm pretty sure. It's something similar in college. Wes Johnson, after the game, arguing that there's nowhere that the clock was even posted at Kennesaw, arguing the field conditions, all kind of stuff. It was a very chippy game, but then Wes Johnson gets ejected in the seventh. Then UGA starts to mount kind of a comeback, starts with this. Slate Alford. this guy's name.
Good name.
Oop.
He sounds like he could have been one of those 100. Slate?
He maybe Slate. Was.
1-2. Swing, a fly ball, crushed, deep out to left field, and a solo home run for Slate Alford.
Slate. I think there's some tensions flaring right now. You know, you're able to watch some. You hit a ball that far on a bad pitch, but it's, I don't know. He wanted to run, but wanted to watch it too, and the point of the finger. Tensions are flaring here tonight.
All right, so let me explain to y'all what happens. This is the home run to bring them to within one. So they don't even tie it or take the lead, although they would take the lead on a homer in the same inning.
Okay. So Slate Alford plays for Georgia.
Hits a freaking shot. The ball probably went into a parking lot somewhere.
Okay.
Watches it while taking like five steps with the bat in hand.
Okay.
Flips the bat.
All right.
Then points at the pitcher before he even starts his truck.
That's okay. A lot.
That's yeah. A whole, oh, yeah. A lot. Like, you lot get ejected on. In a lot of college yeah. baseball games for – either of the three of these things. So he finally, 30 seconds later, makes it across the plate.
30 seconds.
They score another home run. They end up winning the game late. So then Georgia closer is the video that y'all see. The right. guy's name is Brian Curley. Kennesaw State in the seventh gets, or in the last, and he gets two runners on. So the go-ahead, no, they get a runner on. So the go-ahead run is at the plate.
Okay.
All right. This guy throws 100 miles an hour. This is not the pitch that he threw the guy. But he has a runner on second. Two strikes on the hitter. This is how I guess it's confidence. I don't know. Turns around to the guy on to the runner on second. This is after tempers have been flaring the entire game. Sticks his tongue out at the hitter or the runner on second. All right. Snaps off a curveball, strikes the batter out, throws his glove in the air, and goes yes. like this to the freaking Kennesaw State.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing with this.
He said, give it to me, babe. Yeah.
I try to teach my kids. Now, granted, I coach 10-year-olds that we want to have sportsmanship. And I've seen them. We've played teams where these girls are yapping. And I've had girls not want to get in the high five line. And I try to teach my girls to have good sportsmanship. And originally I'm thinking, this is college baseball. There's no room for that much of that in this game. All right, do a bat flip, do a stare down, maybe even point. Don't do all three. Don't stick your tongue out at the guy runner a second. Maybe don't throw your glove in the air and then be like, you know.
Sure.
But then, I don't know, because, I mean, these guys are borderline professionals now with NIL, so does that mean that there is room in the game? Because the professional game is different than the amateur game.
Yeah, it
throw
is.
Your bat up in the air, sure. celebrate, do whatever. You know, that's the line that we're at right now. I don't know how to feel about all this. I mean, I
there's
guess it's,
definitely
if it's
a
LSU,
lot
I'm like, yay.
More of that than ever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
yes.
That's a big
yes.
that's a big thing. I don't know. I mean, you do whatever you want. Then the response can be whatever it is.
But
right?
there's they eject kids for celebrating in college.
Yes, they do.
Now, how none of this got
– yeah, I don't know. Nobody got ejected here.
The closer, that was the end of the game. Game was over.
Right.
All right. As soon as the third strike's called, you can't, you know. But – Slate Alford, man, he gets the three-peat. He is the,
what do they play
the stare
again?
Down, the bat flip. All right, so here we go. April 29th. They're not playing a series. This is just one game out in Kennesaw
He's
State.
Gonna get
He's going to get hit.
Yeah, they're going to hit him.
April 29th, KSU goes out to Georgia.
Okay.
That is when they play again. Georgia's next game this week is Thursday versus UIC. But,
okay.
They're
going to
find that game on ESPN
they're
Plus,
hit
where it should be
or
on.
Or go to it. There's probably a lot of people
or go,
listening
yeah.
and then
in
I'm gonna,
easy driving distance.
They still play with aluminum bats, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm making a – You hit me with that damn ball. I'll make it go. I saw you over here. Ooh. Dink. I'm going to be 10 heads and ankles up. Ding. Ding. Give me no damn baseball.
That's great, though. I mean, this is
drama.
Georgia, Kennesaw State baseball getting talked about. That's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Ding.
And Georgia won the game.
Yeah.
Off to a nice start.
4-1.
Yeah.
They're ranked 8 in the country, if I'm not mistaken,
okay.
as of right
great.
Now. Before we run out of time here, 60% of Cactus and Grapefruit League games. And this is at 13 different stadiums, will now have the ball strike challenge system
for
spring
training
this season.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you've been to a minor league game and saw this, because they were doing it at Gwinnett, and I think it's great.
So Randy saw it a bunch last year.
Yeah, I did too. It's and it works.
Our resident minor league baseball
the new
insider.
Home of Randy McMichael.
Randy McMichael.
The Gwinnett Strippers, Cal Palace. Or the Cool Today.
Cool Today.
Each team will be given two challenges per game and retain successful challenges. Only the batter, catcher, or pitcher can initiate it. So they're going to a quick tap of the helmet, and they're going to do it the same way they do in minor league baseball. They're going to show the pitch thing
right.
up on the freaking video board, and it's going to be used electronically. You're going to be able to see instantaneously the whole system of challenging, be it safe or a strike, is going to take about 17 seconds.
So the head tap is going to be the new when the NBA player does his finger in a circle. In
that
the
does
NBA.
Not mean pull me out of the game, coach. Means, right. Nope, he's wrong.
Because anytime anything happens bad to any star in the NBA, they out replay. Replay.
So the player dictates it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Not the manager.
No, hitter, catcher, or the pitcher. Any of the three are the only ones that can call it.
Okay, got it.
Really? And the hitter doesn't have to get approval?
No, if the hitter taps.
But it's only two, though, right?
Is there any? Yeah, how many do you get?
You can keep her successful.
Somebody's going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how hitters get.
Someone's going to do it in the top of the first.
Exactly.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
They're going to be indignant and like, tap. What? You just wasted it. And you were wrong.
That's what's going to be my favorite thing.
That's going to be funny.
Is not want people that are wrong. But, like, it was a strike by, like, 2.5 inches.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not like it's right. On the line.
Right.
Like it's way in
Well,
the
that's
zone.
What's the best in the NBA, when the star is so wrong, but the coach is kind of like, I kind of have to do it because he said to.
Yeah.
And he's in charge. So he'd do it, and it's wrong, and it's like.
The greatest thing.
He just cost us a timeout, man.
I tried to get the coach to review something. I was like, I caught it. Knowing damn well I didn't catch the damn ball. And the replay came, like,
Dang it. Thought I could lie to the cameras. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on Hump Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.